The waiting area of the Birmingham office of the Department of Human Resources is a cold, desolate-looking place. Fluorescent lights flicker overhead, casting a sterile glow over the room with its hard plastic chairs and cool tile floor. You can see PBS Kids programming through the snow on the TV. Parenting magazines are scattered about the battered magazine rack. The adults sitting in the room look as if they want to be anywhere but here. And that's increasingly the attitude of some of the people who work here, too.
We haven't received a merit raise or anything like that in over a year. Those were cut. Our cost of living raises have been frozen.
Kenneth Goins is a DHR social worker and the nightside supervisor. He says morale is pretty low among his colleagues right now.
So what you have is you have workers coming in to work in a system that is much more stressful, much greater liability for several thousand dollars less than what they could go and work in the private sector, either as a medical social worker or something else.
It's been a rough year for Jefferson County DHR. Not only do they have to worry about budget cuts, an increasing caseload, and a fear of losing their jobs, four Birmingham-area children have died as the result of abuse since July, including a two-year-old girl who died a day before her third birthday. DHR Supervisor Tracy Gray.
If that was the only child that I had to ensure safety for, I could probably we could do that. But it's not. It's one child in 60 or one child in 100.
DHR Commissioner Paige Wally says they're trying to improve, but they can only do so much when money's tight. The department's budget actually went up about 8% this year, and it could go up by another $5 million next year. But Wally says that's not nearly enough.
With the budget situation, we are probably going to be fortunate if we can hold steady in the personnel and the resources we have to carry through on our child abuse and neglect investigations.
UAB political scientist Chris Stream says Wally's department is lucky it's actually seen an increase in funding. Stream says social services are usually the first place states look to trim budget fat.
They would be a much larger target because in these tough times, those groups that do not have the strong lobbying, that do not have the power interest group membership behind them, that's where we're going to see cuts and that's where we're going to see reductions.
One thing that's helped DHR keep its funding is the RC consent decree. The RC case came about in the late 1980s when a foster child sued DHR over his treatment while in the department's care. The state lost the case, and a federal monitor was brought in to make sure DHR fixed its child welfare system, which the state has done. Other states are now encouraged to model their systems after Alabama's. But social worker Tracy Gray says she and her colleagues worry that will change because Wally wants to take the feds out of the picture.
Everyone is concerned on top of the stress that as soon as the federal government steps out, they're going to take our money. We are all very concerned that one of the pushes to get the federal court monitors out of our lives is so that they can cut.
Wally says the idea he wants the monitor out so he can then cut funding is ridiculous.
We have to realize that RC is a 13-year-old model. And if you had a car that was 13 years old, if you had a home that was 13 years old, if you had anything at 13 years old, there is probably the reality that you could design something better, purchase something better, practice in newer, better ways that would help deliver better outcomes than you're even receiving now.
But political scientist Chris Stream says the caseworkers' fears are valid.
On the one hand, state control means the state can hopefully better manage its finances. But the fear, from particularly those that work in that area, are that, well, but that federal safety net allows us to maintain at least a low level of funding and support. And without that safety net, will states just race to the bottom?
James Tucker is one of the attorneys representing the plaintiffs in RC.
It is clear that ultimately the federal court will return control of the department to the state as it should. I think that's why the timing and the method by which that return is made is crucial.
And he's not sure now's the right time for that return.
Over the now 16 years since the case was filed in 1988, the Department of Human Resources has made notable progress statewide. However, there are still important issues that need to be addressed and that have not been addressed.
Issues like keeping sibling groups together and offering more individualized service instead of treating every case the same way. Democratic Senator Sundra Escott of Birmingham chairs the committee that oversees DHR. Escott says lawmakers are going to have to find funding for the department somewhere. If they don't, it could undo the reforms made since the RC case.
If we don't come up with revenues, we will see something probably 10, 15 years down the road where we're still having this rippling effect of trying to catch up again. And that's going to be very damaging.
Alabamians had a chance to approve more money for social services last fall when Amendment 1 was up for vote. It would have generated $1.2 billion in state revenue, but more than two-thirds of voters said no to the measure. And the state now faces a $675 million budget shortfall. Political scientist Chris Stream says things aren't looking much better for next year.
The future state fiscal picture is very much cloudy right now and very uncertain right now.
It's going to get better.
Again, DHR Commissioner Paige Wally.
It is going to not get better this year. It may not get better next year, but we're going to have brighter days ahead.
Social workers like Tracy Gray and Kenneth Goins can only hope that Wally is right, and those brighter days aren't too far away. I'm Rosemary Pennington.